Howdy, Flippizens! This is Edie Cosmos bringing you the third installment of the Burning Flipside Survival Guide. Burning Flipside 2018, special 20th anniversary edition of the Survival Guide. 1999 through 2018, 20 years. May 24th through 28th, 2018. Return of the Shadows, 20 years of light and dark. You agree to abide by the contents of this survival guide. There will be a quiz. Thursday, May 24th through Monday, May 28th. Gate hours. Thursday and Friday, May 24th and 25th, 9 a.m. to midnight. Do not show up early. You will not be admitted. Saturday, May 26th, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, May 27th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. No admittance after 4 p.m., so volunteers can enjoy the burn too. Effigy burn is Sunday, May 27th, dark 30. Monday, May 28th, you must leave the property by 5 p.m.
What is darkness? The absence of light? What are shadows? Something that comes from light. Let's return to the real reason why we burn. The cathartic benefit of fire. The fire that chases away the darkness yet summons those shadows. The reason some of us need escape. An escape to a home away from default and to a chosen family. We all experience the bad, the dark, and the ugly. And when that shadow passes over us and we are still here, we triumph. Over the years, our community has passed through similar phases, just like each of us. We come through the shadows to reach the other side. So let's revel in those shadows for a bit, dance in the moonlight, and celebrate that darkness so we can own our light. What is Flipside? The philosophical and the practical. Burning Flipside is an experimental community bound by a spirit of participation, mutual respect, and radical self-expression. Inspired by the Burning Man event, it is a place of acceptance and inclusivity. Everything you see inside Flipside is created by your fellow participants and volunteers. There is no paid staff or paid entertainment. There is no them. There are no concession stands or cash transactions, except ice sales. Even bartering is discouraged. This is a sincere experiment in creating a gift economy. And as this is a Leave No Trace event, you must pack out everything.
You voluntarily assume any risk of serious injury or death by attending.
There are more than 6,000 volunteer hours involved in making Flipside run, and that's just at the event. Gazillions more hours are spent throughout the year.
Burning Flipside Principles. Self-expression. Our events foster an environment of creative self-expression where participants feel supported to honestly express their inner selves through artistic creation, performance, and in their social interactions. Accountability. Our events foster an environment of personal accountability where we hold ourselves responsible for our own actions and take personal responsibility for meeting our own needs, for the event itself, and for the event's impact on the world at large. Cooperation. Our events foster an environment of cooperation where participants work together to resolve potential conflicts respectfully, to help mediate conflicts between others, and to create art, performance, and social space on a larger scale than one person could alone. Additionally, participants seek to keep events sustainable by volunteering, cleaning up after themselves, and assuming personal responsibility for conducting themselves in accordance with local, state, and federal laws.
What to expect. With about 100 acres, there's room for parties, performance art, group events, art cars, guerrilla theater, music, and art installations large and small. The event is what you bring to it and make of it. Theme camps. Before Flipside, many people join or organize a theme camp around common interests, art events, and opportunities to give to the community. They're a great way to meet people, share resources, and engage with the Flipside experience. If you aren't part of a theme camp, open camping zones are available for everyone. Music, dance parties, and megaphones. There's always something going on. Flipside is roughly organized into areas by sound. Loud, really loud, and slightly less loud. There's no guaranteed quiet zone. Plan ahead with earplugs and other sleep aids. You can always ask nicely for someone to turn it down.
Effigy burn. The effigy is conceived of and built by volunteers in the months before Flipside. The burn is planned for Sunday night. It is preceded by a procession through the city that is open to all, and a fire performance coordinated by the community. We reserve the right to burn the effigy at any time, or not at all, depending on weather conditions. In the rare chance the effigy is to be burned early, we will do everything we can to let the community know. Volunteering. There are no spectators at Flipside, only participants, and one of the most direct ways to participate is to volunteer. Many people consider volunteering their art form, whether it is the emotional assistance of Sanctuary or the manual labor of Shaven Apes. Every department at Flipside makes our event go. What does that mean? In a nutshell, when you look around, you know someone is contributing to the gift of their time and expertise. There are leadership roles in the organization to suit different abilities and personalities. Creating leaders in the community is one of our main goals, right alongside creating art. Contact volunteerinfo@burningflipside.com. We'll work with you to find a place where your talents can be utilized. Can't wait for Flipside? Then don't wait. Make stuff happen every Wednesday night at Church Night. Church Night is community building, literally. Want to meet people? Have a project idea and want to find help or get feedback? Projects come in all sizes. Paint signs or cigarette butt tins, or help build the effigy. Church Night is every Wednesday around 7 p.m. at the AAR Warehouse, 3106 Industrial Terrace, Austin.
Effigy facts. Tallest was the Rocket in 2005 at 45 feet. Longest, Burning Bridges in 2011, at 60 feet. There have been only 2 years out of the 20 that weather conditions made a burn impossible. The average effigy takes 2,550 work hours to build. The team starts in early February and on average works 700 hours at the event. Relevant dates. Flipside. April 1st is theme camp registration ending. April 15th, art registration ends. May 19th is load-in. May 24th through 28th, Flipside. June 2nd, loadout, post-event cleanup. Pre-Flipside work weekends, February 23rd through 25th, March 23rd through 25th, April 20th through 22nd, and May 11th through 13th. All year? See burningflipside.com/calendar for church night, combustion chamber meetings, art night at the warehouse.
A Guide to Turns. AAR LLC. Austin Artistic Reconstruction LLC, Limited Liability Company, are volunteers who organize and host the event. Also, real nice people. Area facilitators. Volunteers that manage teams of leads and are responsible for broad areas of the event. Proven level of awesome. Combustion chamber. A diverse group of volunteers who serve as advocates to and for the community and advise AAR LLC. Could be you. DAFT. Design and fabrication team. These people turn a big bonfire into an epic beauty. Leads. Leads are volunteers that manage specific functions for the event. MOOP. Matter out of place. This is the common term for crap on the ground that doesn't belong there. We don't have garbage cans or maids. Pick it up. Mutant vehicles, commonly known as art cars. The DMV, Department of Mutant Vehicles, handles registration of mutant vehicles for the event. Pets. Pyropolis Emergency Team. This is the on-site medical emergency team, which is awesome to have handy when needed. Pyropolis. What we call our city. Rangers. Khaki-clad volunteer conflict mediators and mobile info booths. Always ready to help. Sanctuary. A place as well as an idea. If you're having a hard time coping with something, these people can lend an ear. For information, ask a ranger.
A Leave No Trace event. Bring the kitchen sink, and then take it home. If you bring it in, you are responsible for taking it out. You must haul out your own trash. There is no recycling station this year, but you can still do your part by separating, bagging, and taking yours home. Think ahead about how you will deal with wet and dry trash. Start with less trash, buy in bulk, and remove excess packaging before you go. If you are in a theme camp, get together with others in your camp and make sure that you have a camp-wide plan for cleanup. For your personal camp area, make sure you take time to pick up MOOP. MOOP is matter out of place. It's a good idea to bring at least 2 extra trash bags, more than you will need for your camp's trash and recycling. Never let it hit the ground. Be an earth guardian for your camp and make sure things are kept tidy. Prevent the release of other items that disturb the property, such as excessive gray water, chemicals, gasoline, cleaning detergents, or any other non-native items. Do not disturb the wildlife. They were there first. Organic items such as banana peels, eggshells, etc. are also considered moop and need to be removed upon departure. Plan to spend 2 hours cleaning the communal areas of litter, the effigy fields, roads, riverbanks, trails, and commons. It's not just about your camp, but about all the spaces you enjoyed. We leave the entire site as if we were never there.
In 1998, Burning Man, Texas was held in part as a fundraiser to help out the Burning Man organizers. It raised $500. The price of a ticket was $15.
Planning, pre-Flipside registrations and logistics.
Art, what are you bringing? Where do you want to put it? What do you need to make it go? Register your installation or piece so we can point folks your way and help you get the resources you need. See burningflipside.com/art or email art18@burningflipside.com. Art registration closes April 15th. Broadcasting. If you want to run a low-power FM station at Flipside, you must contact the event organizers at llc@burningflipside.com prior to the event for approval. Burnable art. Burning art is part of our culture at Flipside. It is a symbolic celebration of the cycle of life and death. We don't dwell in what we've done so much as we celebrate what we can do. If you plan on bringing art to burn, contact Art Logistics at artlogistics18@burningflipside.com in advance for approval and coordination. This refers to art that is consumed by fire. If you plan on bringing flame effect art, such as propane-fired devices, you do not need to register that with Art Logistics. You must register with art or mutant vehicles, as appropriate, by April 15. Questions? Contact Art Logistics. There is no guarantee that your art will burn. Please plan other creative ways to destroy or transport your art in the event of a burn ban. You may not leave it behind. Don't ever throw toxic or dangerous things into any fire.
Children, for the protection of minor children and in accordance with Texas law, any minor child attending this event must be accompanied at all times by someone with legal authority to make decisions for the child. A minor is anyone under the age of 18. Bring proper documentation to demonstrate your authority to make decisions for the child. For the child, print out the minor affidavit at burningflipside.com/minor affidavit, fill it out, and have it notarized. Alternatively, you can bring originals of official documents identifying the child, such as a birth certificate or passport. An electronic copy of your documentation will be stored along with the signed event waiver. For the parent, bring a photo ID. You are solely responsible for the care, supervision, and well-being of your child at all times. There may be activities not suitable for children or behavior that you may not wish your children to see. Do not expect anyone to censor their behavior because children are present. You must sign an event waiver of liability for each minor child, including a statement that you have authority to act on behalf of the child. Bring everything your children will need to have a safe and enjoyable event. Inability to take care of the minors you bring to the event can result in ejection of you and the minors in question. Questions? Contact the AAR LLC.
Drones. FAA rules require drone operators to register with airports within 5 miles. If you plan on using a drone at Flipside or have other questions, please contact media@burningflipside.com so we can provide a list of drone operators to the airport. Follow the photo and social media policies with any recorded media captured by drones. Operate with direct line of sight to the drone at all times. Fire and fire performers. If you are planning fire activities, contact the safety area facilitator at safety18@burningflipside.com If there is a burn ban, no fires will be allowed at all, not even those in burn pits, and all fire performers must be in designated areas. Generators. We are all big fans of lighting up the night, having AC, making music, and this means you'll probably be bringing a generator. Bring a quiet generator and a baffle. It's a first step to making friends with your new neighbors. If you can, spring for a quiet one. Place your baffle so that those who get the benefit of having the generator are dealing with the repercussions. Do not set it on, next to, or over the boundary of your neighbor's camp. Even you don't want to hear it or smell it, and it's yours. Your neighbors don't either.
The Flipside Board and area facilitators manage a budget of $336,000. That covers Flipside, Safety Side, the warehouse, and events throughout the year.
Media depictions. Burning Flipside is a private event. For the protection of all artists and participants at Burning Flipside events, Austin Artistic Reconstruction LLC retains full and exclusive ownership and control of any and all filming and recording of any other pictures, descriptions, audio, or accounts, hereinafter media depictions, of any and all Burning Flipside events. AAR LLC will not sell or use your work without your permission. Commercial use of all media depictions is prohibited without prior written permission of AAR LLC. Approved professional media will receive a camera tag indicating their approval and have been informed of our community expectations for the media. Anyone encountering a problem with the photo videographer should discuss it with a ranger. Information about the media policy and permissions may be obtained at burningflipside.com/media. Note, there are no comp tickets available for members of the media. You must provide supplies and shelter for your entire crew. Recreational vehicles and trailers. No hookups or pumping available. If your trailer or RV is coming as part of a theme camp, please make sure to include this information in your theme camp registration. If registration is closed, contact the city planning team directly. If your trailer or RV is not included in your registration, you may not be able to park in your camp. You may have to relocate your beast if it's deemed an obstacle by event organizers. In the interest of space, traffic flow, and emergency access, there are restrictions on where RVs can be parked. There is a designated RV park with adjacent camping to accommodate trailers and RVs. If you use a generator, please review the generator etiquette guidelines. No in or outs for RVs. They must be parked and left stationary.
Service animals. Service animals are allowed on a case-by-case basis. No emotional support animals. So please leave your chickens, goats, pets of any other type at home. If you require a service animal, email llc@burningflipside.com by May 1st, 2018. Sound systems. All sound systems must be pre-registered by April 1st. No fooling. If you are creating or using anything with lots of sound, you must be familiar with and abide by the Burning Flipside Sound Policy. The sound policy can be found at burningflipside.com/soundpolicy. You will be asked to sign a sound policy agreement upon entering the event. If you have questions, please contact the sound lead at sound18@burningflipside.com. That's sound18@burningflipside.com. If your art piece involves loud sound, you must indicate that in your art registration. If camping with a sound system, you must register as a theme camp. If your theme camp will have amplified music or loud sound, you must indicate that in your theme camp registration. Mutant vehicles making sound must also abide by sound policy and must register with the DMV. Theme camps. Guess what? They also have to register by April 1st. No fooling. Theme camps are a central part of the Flipside experience. Register by April 1st at burningflipside.com/themecamps. Fill out your form with accurate information so city planning volunteers can place you in a spot where your camp will be seen and you'll have an awesome time. Also, don't be a stranger. The Flipside Flame is a great communication resource. Advertise your theme camp fundraiser, find out about events, and read about community issues. It'll help you plan ahead. Submissions go to burningflipside.com/contact/ff-submission, and you can read it at burningflipside.com/flipside-flame. That's flipside-flame.
Meet and vehicles. If you want to cruise the Grassy Fly, you must pre-register with the Department of Motor Vehicles and have DMV tags. All other cars must go to parking or be artfully disguised in your camp. An art car is not just meant to transport you around the event, it is also supposed to be art. To drive your sweet ass art ride around the city, pre-register at secure.burningflipside.com/register. Undergo an on-site inspection from our professional inspectors. Follow driving rules. The speed limit is 5 miles per hour. Yield to everyone and observe traffic rules. Follow instruction from rangers and event coordinators. Be completely sober. That's very important. Have jailed headlights. If driving at night, no one wants to be blinded walking down the road. Have a genuinely artfully mutated vehicle. Paper bags or grease paint on the window saying art just really doesn't cut it. Submit to on-site safety inspection, /interrogation/indoctrination to receive DMV tags. No mutated buses or vehicles in excess of 35 feet. You will not be able to access the roads. Improper use of a mutant vehicle can result in the revocation of your DMV license and goes into your permanent record.
What to bring? Glitter stays at home, leaving more room for your water and bacon. You know, the important things. Bring it. Burning Flipside is an exercise in radical self-reliance. You must, I repeat, must bring enough food, water, and shelter to survive and hopefully enjoy your time at the event. Gifts are a wonderful expression of community, but you must take responsibility for your own survival and well-being. Don't be a sparkle pony. That is, don't show up expecting everybody else in the community to take care of you. Participants arriving with inadequate supplies will not be allowed to enter the event. Here's the bare necessities. Texas law dictates that you must have 3 gallons of water per person per day. This is for drinking, dishes, body washing, and food preparation, etc. You should always keep a bottle of water with you at all times. If you find yourself getting cranky, drink some more water. Staying hydrated is important. You should have enough food and beverages for your entire party for the entire amount of time you plan to be at the event. You should bring your own first aid kit. You can see burningflipside.com/first aid kit for a comprehensive list. But basically, don't expect pets to fix your little boo-boos or banish your headache. Plus, all of your required prescriptions and contact lens supplies, toiletries need to be brought in. Bedding and shelter and some type of good camp tent is recommended along with sleeping bags. Single-ply toilet paper. It's always a good idea. There is no guarantee that the porta-potties will have toilet paper in them. Bring enough garbage bags to cover all of the garbage that you'll create, plus a couple of extra so that you can pick up moop and whatever you accumulates or what you can find during the event. If you're a smoker, please bring portable ashtrays. The Altoid Mint Tins work really well for this. That way we don't leave cigarette butts all over the land. Flashlights. You'll need a flashlight. Headlamps are extremely useful. I will warn you, if you buy a comfortable headlamp, make sure that you remember to take it off before you go into the grocery stores. I've done this twice now. Always have extra batteries for everything you need. Sunscreen and sunglasses. You don't want to get sunburned the first day, and you don't want to squint the entire week. You also want to have some good, solid, closed-toe footwear. Always carry a cup with you. You'll also need an ice chest with enough ice for the entire duration of the stay. You can also purchase ice at the ice trucks during the event. That's the only thing that is sold at Burning Flipside. You should also make sure to bring some common sense, an open mind, and a positive attitude.
This is the recommended list. Shade structures, umbrellas, parasols, sheets, things to break the cruel midday sun, and I do mean cruel, a cooking stove, portable showers. There are no showers at Flipside. Earplugs. Not everyone will sleep when you do. Insect bite treatment and medication. Watertight protective bags, i.e. heavy Ziplocs, for cameras, electronics, gear, etc. An FM radio. Some participants set up micro-powered stations for your entertainment and public service announcements. Blinky lights. Toys, magical fabulousness, and swell stuff to share. anything you think that would make things more fun for you and your fellow flippizens. Handy wipes, spray bottle for misting, which can be a true blessing in that cruel midday sun, rope, string, duct tape, zip ties, chains, things to tie stuff up with, fuel for stove, generators, mutant vehicles, etc. Abundant amounts of whatever makes your life better. Beer, bacon, chocolate, coffee, powdered donuts, .. A baffle for your generator. A MERS walkie-talkie. And see in the survival guide, emergency cell call boxes on page 10. And finally, clothing for a range of weather conditions and costumes.
What to leave at home? Bring the kitchen sink, your costume closet, and the art project you've been working on all year. But these things are prohibited. Animals. Accept service animals by prior arrangement. Firearms, fireworks, and other explosives. Think twice or thrice before bringing excessive packaging, feathers, glitter, or lasers. Obviously, the Flipside organizers want you to have fun, but definitely not too much fun, because all the best things are definitely prohibited.
City planning volunteers lay out every theme camp in CAD in the effort to make sure everyone has room. Volunteers spend more than 120 hours flagging the city before the event.
Maps and arrival. Map, gate, greeters, parking.
Gate. The first folks you'll encounter are the gate staff. The gate is staffed by a private company working with AAR LLC to provide impartial services for the thousands creating Pyropolis. Gate is not greeters. They aren't there to make sure you feel the Flipside super love. They process your ticket and make sure you are adequately prepared and not sneaking someone in. Please wait until you arrive at greeters to begin your Flipside experience. Follow all requests from gate staff. Giving them attitude will not get you in any faster. You'll have to sign a few waivers. Where appropriate, please legibly print your real name, not your burner name. Gate staff will apply your wristband, which helps us and Milam County Sheriff Department identify and deal with trespassers. Please keep all ticket information updated. If you are transferring a ticket to someone else, do it at secure.burningflipside.com. It makes things faster, and faster is better. Be nice to Gate. They're super awesome folks who do a non-glamorous yet essential job for our community.
Here are some directions to get to this place. Drive to Thorndale, Texas from wherever you are coming. Take FM 486 north to San Gabriel. Make a hard right in San Gabriel. The road is still FM 486. Travel 3.1 miles to the intersection of FM 486 and County Road 428. That shit is a dirt road. Bear right on Country Road 428 and travel 1.3 miles to the Flipside entrance. Oh snap, you're almost there, but wait. Drive through the property gate and present your will call receipt and ID to the gate crew. No sneaking anybody in your car, we will check it. For more specific direction from other cities, see burningflipside.com/directions.
Annual mass gathering permits are issued by Milam County. After a review of our volunteer staffing plans and our processes for environmental protection, leave no trace, health and safety, pets and rangers, and security, gate, guardians, and greeters.
Greeters. The greeter station is where we step out of our default reality and enter the one we create together, as well as a place to ensure all participants are prepared for their time together. How to be greeted? Arrive at the greeter station ready for some love. The greeters will be super excited to see you. Greeters will quiz you on this survival guide, help you set good expectations for yourself, and double-check that you have all the necessities. If you're not fully prepared, you may be turned back to finish gathering provisions. Your car will be marked with a drop-off deadline for parking. Once you have been properly greeted, proceed to your identified Pyropolis zone, where you will be met by zone greeters. They will direct you to your flagged theme camp spot, or open camping. Zone 0. If you're bringing a theme camp, major art piece, or sound system, stop by the Zone Zero desk at greeters to check in.
Parking. Parking will be extremely limited. Carpool if you can. You will have a window of 2 hours to unpack and get your car to parking. You must park your car in parking. No one wants to hang out in a parking lot, so please don't turn Pyropolis into one. If you are sleeping in your vehicle and it is parked in your theme camp, you must disguise recover or otherwise get rid of its harness. If a vehicle is not artified, you must move it to parking even if you are in open camping. Unloading vehicles must be 5 feet off the roads. There must be easy access for emergency vehicles at all times. RVs, trailers, and other large vehicles may be directed to reserved areas. See RVs, page 5. Vehicles parked in unauthorized or unlawful areas will be towed. Yes, really, towed. It's a long walk from parking back to the camping areas. Unpack everything you want, and consider wearing those shoes just for a little longer. Please secure your vehicle, turn off your engine, and put your keys somewhere memorable.
This is logistics for out-of-towners. Fly in, rent a car, get here fast! The fastest route from Bergstrom Airport to Flipside uses Toll Road 130. Toll Road 130 is a toll road. You can probably bypass it another way. Exit the airport by turning right east on 71. Get in left lane to enter Toll Road 130 heading north. Stay on 130 until you hit 79 in Hutton. Turn right east on 79 and follow the map. Basically, it is 80 miles per hour all the way. No traffic or traffic lights until you hit Hutto. Texas has done away with cash payment in all toll booths. The tolls will be charged to your card a few weeks after the rental by your car rental agency. Please check with your rental agency to confirm their additional service fee for this. For supplies on this route, Stonehill Town Center in Pflugerville is located at the intersection of toll roads 130 and 45. You'll find a Super Target, bacon, groceries, and whatnot, Dick's Sporting Goods, camping equipment, hammocks, and whatnot, at a Home Depot, which provides duct tape, tube of fours, and whatnot.
And now, Milam County businesses. Apache Pass Restaurant and Ice House at Apache Pass off of FM 908 in downtown Texas, Texas. Steve's Place, 111 East Salty Street off Main Street in Thorndale. Small bar, less expensive. Excellent burgers served after 6 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Uptown Cafe, 204 West Highway 79 in Thorndale, 512-898-4182. Good folks and good food, near as we can tell. They can handle a crowd up to 150 people. Catering is available. Tell Lewis howdy from the burner crowd. Thorndale Community Lumber, County 99, South Main Street, Thorndale, 512-898-2024. They also have a supply of hardware, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. Thorndale Meat Market, 204 West Highway 79 in Thorndale, 512-898-5387. A good place for meat, especially bacon. Give a howdy from the burner crowd. Call ahead if you have a special request, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Sethco Convenience Store, 201 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, 512-898-2683. Especially convenient because it doesn't cross Highway 79 and FM 486. J&K Grocery at the Shell Station, 101 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, 512-898-2921. We'll do special beer orders. Deliveries are Tuesday and Wednesday. Call ahead. Brookshire Brothers, 1701 West 4th Street, Cameron, Texas, 76520. And at 725 West Cameron Avenue, Rockdale, Texas, 76567, grocery store. And Walmart, 709 West US 79 in Rockdale, Texas.
Getting supplies along the way. If you'd like to maximize Flipside's positive monetary support of Milam County, please consider shopping for goods in Thorndale, Cameron, and Rockdale. FYI, Round Rock, Hutto, Taylor, and Thrall are not in Milam County. H-E-B's are a local big grocery store, and H-E-B is located in Round Rock on 79 and A.W. Grimes.
grocery stores carry only beer and wine and do not sell either before noon on Sunday. Liquor is sold 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. only at liquor stores.
Who hosts? Flipside has been at its current location, Apache Pastures, from 2010 to 2018. From 2006 to 2009, it was at Flat Creek in Blanco County. Our birthplace? It was at the Recreation Plantation in Dripping Springs from 1999 to 2005.
Being here, services and policies. Abusive expression. AAR will not tolerate expression in any form that serves to demean, intimidate, or ostracize. Animals! No pets allowed. If you bring an animal, you will not be allowed into the event. Service animals allowed on a case-by-case basis. No emotional support animals. If you require a service animal, email llc@burningflipside.com by May 1st, 2018. Driving. Many volunteer departments use golf carts as official vehicles. You must be authorized to drive an official vehicle. Participant-created art vehicles must be registered with the Department of Motor Vehicles. Unauthorized or unsafe use can result in liability for property damage, impounding of the vehicle, ejection from the event, or even criminal charges.
See Mutant Vehicles, page 5.
Ejection. Austin Artistic Reconstruction, AAR LLC, reserves the right to deny entry to the event or to revoke event access at any time, for any reason, and for no reason whatsoever.
Ice. Ice will be sold at Flipside on the main field near the FG area. Hours are subject to change. The planned ice hours are Thursday through Sunday, noon to 6 p.m., and Monday, noon to 2 p.m. Emergency call boxes. Call boxes will be placed around the event site with radios that communicate directly with Safety HQ. Look for a yellow post with a red box containing a radio. If you have a MERS radio, you can set it up to communicate directly with Safety HQ as well. MERS radio to channel 5, code 11. This channel is used by both Flipside safety teams and Burning Man's too. More information at burningflipside.com/radio. Porta potties. Porta potties will be located throughout all populated areas of Flipside. Hand sanitizer stations are located at the larger banks of the river. Do not throw your trash or throw trash in the porta potties. Recycling. Due to lack of volunteers in 2017, there will be no recycling in 2018. Volunteer Central. Look for the station located at the Central Crossroads where you can sign up for a volunteer shift during the event.
Entrance policy. No one will be allowed into the event without a ticket, signed waiver of liability, and valid ID. If you are bringing minor children, additional documents are necessary. See children. You cannot gain admittance by volunteering. Tickets are not available for purchase at the gate. Keep your ticket handy. Exodus. Flipside officially ends on Monday, May 28, 2018. All Flippisons, their camps, moot, and trash must be off the land by 5 p.m. No exceptions. There will be Exodus teams roaming the land to assist you with your departure. Due to unforeseen conditions, weather, emergencies, etc., an unplanned exodus can occur at any time. Fires and fire performers. Be respectful of the land when using fire. Use burn barrels or pre-made fire pits. Do not damage the land. Do not leave a fire unattended. If using any fire or flammable materials, bring a fire extinguisher and know how to use it. If you are a fire performer, have a safety at all times. If there is a burn ban, no fires will be allowed at all, not even those in burn pits. And all fire performances must be in designated areas. Check with greeters when you arrive.
Every year, 80 porta potties are brought in, cleaned, and serviced twice a day for 4 days, making for 640 total cleanings. Thank the folks who clean them, and find the volunteers who adopted and decorated your favorite.
In and out policy. In and outs at the gate are discouraged. Really, why would you want to leave? If you must leave, check in with gate on your way out. To get back in, you must return only during gate hours. See the gate section for those hours. Bring with you the re-entry pass issued to you by gate for $10 per person, your flipside ticket, some form of identification, and your wristband. Lasers! Lasers are cool, but even inexpensive handheld ones can cause permanent blindness almost instantly if used carelessly. Before using or even packing a laser, think hard about how you will use it responsibly and whether the fun you'll have with it will outweigh the risk. Improper use of lasers can result in temporary or permanent blindness. Seriously, look it up. Never shine a laser of any size into anyone's eyes, including your own. Anything larger than a handheld laser must be mounted 7 feet above the ground and must be aimed into the tree line. If you bring a laser, you take personal responsibility for the safe use of that laser. If you have any questions or concerns, email Austin Artistic Reconstruction at llc@burningflipside.com.
Hey, this is Jessica Safety here to talk to you about LEO, Law Enforcement, parentheses officers, end parentheses. We create a temporary city with its own rules. This city coexists within an area of real laws. Try to make that coexistence a peaceful one. Abide by all relevant local, state, and federal laws. If you see law enforcement officers, be nice to them. No, seriously. AAR LLC will cooperate with all local, county, state, and federal officials. We all share an interest in having a smooth event. Speaking of which, let's talk about mutant vehicle etiquette. Because, you know, we're talking. Mutant vehicles, aka art cars, can be seen and ridden in the event. Don't try to get on, impede, or stop a moving mutant vehicle. That's dumb. Wait until it has come to a complete stop and you have the operator's permission before boarding or disembarking. Don't be a jackass if it doesn't stop for you. Seriously. Ask for permission of the owner/operator before you operate the vehicle and or its artistic addition, e.g. fire cannons, pants cannons, sound and light systems, your mom. Help look out for the safety of fellow passengers and passerbys. Report any safety issues, violations, and or problems to the Pyropolis Rangers immediately. Play nice with the mutant vehicles. They're there to be sweet to you. Be sweet to them.
Personal boundaries. Self-expression and cooperation require a social contract to make our event a place for everyone to play. Respect the moment. Comfort levels vary at different times and with different people. Respect personal boundaries. Before you assume someone wants your physical attentions, ask. Being direct is not a buzzkill obligation. It is expected protocol. No means no. Only yes means yes. After someone has said no, cajoling, pleading, or any form of emotional blackmail is unacceptable. Respecting personal boundaries includes taking pictures or video as well as physical and verbal interaction. Take responsibility for your own boundaries. You must be able to say no. Be sober enough to be in control or make arrangements with a friend to have a designated driver. How you feel is not magically telegraphed to others. You are in charge of your boundaries. You can always ask for help. Talk to those around you or a ranger if someone is making you uncomfortable.
Photography, video, and audio recording. Burning Flipside is a private event. Redistribution or public display of images, including internet-based media, requires explicit consent of all subject parties. Before you shoot or record, ask first. Many people are sensitive to photos taken or recordings made at the event. The right not to be photographed or recorded in any other way supersedes the right to take a photograph. Ask permission. Images may only be taken for personal use and may not be used professionally or for any other commercial purpose without the prior written approval by AAR LLC. photography, videography, and audio recording for personal use is allowed. However, you must sign a commercial media agreement, which states in part that the media will not be used commercially unless otherwise approved by AAR LLC. All dedicated video cameras must be registered at the gate or the ranger station. If you plan on posting anything on social media, make sure you follow the rules outlined below.
Safety markers. No, I don't even think these things exist. If they do, none of us have ever seen them, but any intentional removal, destruction, or alteration of the lighting, safety lighting, event signs, you mean the road signs? Nobody ever takes those. Or caution tape? Who uses caution tape? Is grounds for removal from the event. Don't do it. Social media. Posting photos to social media sites removes your... Hold on. It removes your control of the photos and the ask first arrangement made with other participants. Your friends say yes to your snap. Your friends say yes to your snapshot, not to your publishing that photo on the. Oh my God! Ugh. Don't do it. These sites can retain photos even after you delete them. Think twice. Trespassing. Don't cross fences, boundary tape, or other posted boundaries. Or, do cross genders, right? Cross the roads? Anyway, the property lines may be in unexpected places. Don't cross the boundaries of the event. It might get mad. If you see a sign, respect it. Trespassing on private property is illegal and can be dangerous. Disregarding boundary signs can get you ejected from the event. Seriously, it probably could, but maybe won't. Vandalism and art defacement. Defacing art or any other property makes you an asshole, including the land and its trees. This is not an acceptable exercise of self-expression, but that is exactly what we're telling you. Yeah, your self-expression is contained. Anyone caught defacing any artist's work or private property without the artist's express permission will be subject to both ejection from Flipside and any potential legal charges that the artist may wish to file with the full support of AAR LLC. Also, probably death. Wristbands. Everyone is required to wear a wristband, unless you're entitled. Anyone found without a wristband may be ejected. Maybe. Replacements can be required at the gate. You might need your ticket and your ID. Or your entitlement card.
Flora and fauna. There are plenty of nasty critters all over Texas. This is not a definitive guide. Please keep an eye out and try to avoid these. Fire ants. They're mean. Put signage around ant beds so people know to avoid them, and cinnamon around your tent to keep them out of your stuff. Mosquitoes are omnipresent. Pecan trees on the land are beautiful, sacred, fragile, and part of a working agricultural orchard. Do not paint, mark, cut, trim, drill, spike, or hang things from a tree for any reason. Doing so would be considered vandalism of private property, and we want to be invited back. Some art may be allowed to hang from trees, but only with advance approval. Contact the art lead at art18@burningflipside.com. Poison ivy is unfortunately abundant. Find out what it looks like before you arrive. If you think that you've been exposed, wash with a grease-cutting dish soap and warm water. Put gloves on and wipe everything you can with rubbing alcohol. Pack Ivy Block, Zanful, Ivy Cleanse Towelettes, and or Technu Extreme Poison Ivy Scrub, just in case. Scorpions like to hide under things like tents, and inside things like shoes. If you're stung and experience unusual symptoms like shortness of breath, dizziness, or vomiting, contact the Pyropolis Emergency Team or PETS immediately. Snakes in the area are mostly not harmful, but go with the plan of mutual avoidance for safety. If you hear a rattle, stop and move slowly away from the sound. As a bonus, the river may contain water moccasins.
Hydration.
Oh yeah.
Dehydration is a very serious risk due to Texas summer. Drink water, lots of it. Beer dehydrates you. It is not water. Water is not sold at the event, except in the form of ice, so bring all the water you will need. we strongly recommend a minimum of 3 gallons per day. Signs of dehydration are as follows: feeling uncharacteristically cranky, sudden weight loss, increasing thirst and dry mouth, weakness or lightheadedness, particularly if worse on standing, darkening of the urine or a decrease in urination. Drink enough water to piss clear. The river. The San Gabriel River runs through the land and is a great place to cool off. It is public and not a private swimming hole. While water traffic in the area is unlikely, it is possible. Media, law enforcement, and others may use this public waterway. Consider the water like a public road. Please respect all local, state, and federal laws and the sensibilities of our neighbor. Swim at your own risk. There are no lifeguards on duty. Do not swim alone. Be alert to weather conditions. Check first for signage before entering the water. If there is rain in the area, water can rise rapidly. We are downstream of a dam. In case of storms, get out of the water.
Safety services, located at Safety HQ. Not a bad idea to know where it is. Pyropolis Emergency Team, PETS. The Pyropolis Emergency Team, commonly referred to as PETS, provides 24-hour first aid and emergency response for burning Flipside. Every PET volunteer is certified or a licensed medical professional who is trained to treat injuries and, if necessary, work with the Rangers to evacuate patients with serious injuries or potentially life-threatening medical conditions. If you need a PET, they can be found at Safety HQ or contacted via your nearest Ranger or radio-wielding volunteer. Safety HQ is located near the main field. Pyropolis Fire Department. The Pyropolis Fire Department is composed of trained volunteer firefighters. In an emergency, the fire team can be reached at Safety HQ or via radio by any radio-wielding volunteer, including any ranger. Rangers. Radical self-reliance and respect means that you are responsible for your own actions. Make sure your actions don't interfere with the enjoyment of the event for others. This includes being respectful of your neighbors, controlling the volume of your camp, and working out disagreements respectfully. Rangers mosey through the event. You can reach out to them if you need urgent help or assistance in resolving a conflict. They are not police. They are not the man. Rangers are participants who volunteer to help make our event safe and smooth so that we all can have more fun. There will always be a ranger at Safety HQ. Sanctuary. Flipside can be a challenging environment, not just physically, but emotionally, and sometimes people get overwhelmed. Sanctuary is there to help participants get centered and get back into the event. Oh, and Sanctuary? This ain't no raver daycare.
Flipside is run entirely by volunteers. There are no paid Flipside staff.
Hey! Hey, you! This is important! No, seriously, all kidding aside, this is important. This is Jessica Safety coming from the bathroom at the warehouse to tell you, you voluntarily assume any risk of serious injury or death by attending. Did you hear that? Read the back of your ticket. You must bring enough food, water, shelter, and first aid to survive a long summer weekend in rural Texas. You may encounter venomous snakes and insects, wild animals, thorns, and poison ivy. Proper footwear and personal lighting are essential. Extreme heat is to be expected and flash flood conditions are possible. Yeah, trust me on this. Totally possible. Be aware. No, seriously, be aware. Come on. Aware. This is not a consumer event. Leave nothing behind when you leave the site. That is what it means to leave no trace. If you brought it in, you bring it out. Got it? Firearms, fireworks, rockets, and all other explosives are prohibited. That means no. Commercial use of photo, video, audio, and other media depictions taken at Burning Flipside is prohibited without prior written consent of Austin Artistic Reconstruction, LLC. Consent is important. No vending, no pets, no spectators! Austin Artistic Reconstruction LLC reserves the right to deny entry to the event or to revoke event access at any time for any reason or for no reason whatsoever. Tickets are non-refundable. You, the one listening to this, you agree to abide by the contents in the survival guide. To learn more about Flipside 2018, visit burningflipside.com, or if you want to get involved, because volunteering is participation, email volunteerinfo@burningflipside.com.
Thanks for listening. This is Edie Cosmos, and I'd like to give a shout out to some of the following readers: Babbage, Topaz, Lisa, Dave, Tracy, Jay, Heike, and Innate.
Nobadobadon, Citizen.
Love all you beautiful people, Mud Jewel.
This is Robin from KFlip 100.5 FM.
This is Lily with Camp Sparkadelica.
Hey, this is Judge.
This is Terlingua Ed signing out.
This is Clovis.
Hey everybody, this is Brisket.
Bonobo Green.
Brought to you by Cheese Whiz.
This has been Kyle Shebang, Shebang out.
This is Flamey.
Parking was read by Thug Life.
Hi, I'm KC.
This is Ren.
This is Sensei Tommy.
I am Bad Ombre with Shrug Shoulders Camp.
Read by Doc Holliday.
This has been Megs.
This is Turtle, and I hope you have a great flip side.